After the crash, I was laid in hospital, and I thought, well, that'll make a very interesting film. And anyway, it's all sort of turned out fairly well, really. I think it made a good twist to the story of the 2010 TT. So yeah, everything happens for a reason, doesn't it? You look back now, and it may have made for an interesting story. I love me TT. I quite like it as it is, and I like it. It's a bit of a minority sport, really, isn't it? And I like it being like that. But in a way, I want it to be a success because of how much effort they put in. They put loads and loads of effort in, and I hope it's a success for them. But I don't really want it to be a success for the TT thing. No one really knows about it. It's a bit left field, and I like that. I like that sort of thing, and I wish it would stay like that. It's because there's no left like the TT, is there, really? I mean, everything else has been done over with health and safety and all that sort of kit, and TT hasn't quite got there yet, has it? So, you know, people will be interested. And I think that's the good thing with the film. It's behind what makes someone tick, what makes someone want to go and do something like Isle of Man TT, what drives someone. And I think it comes over well.
I thought it was tremendous. I thought it really told the story.
I don't think anybody could have written that script, could they? Just magic, yeah.
It was a great story, very well told, and the reaction seemed to be good as well. It got across the real sort of character of the people involved.
It was an excellent advert for the TT. It showed it in all its glory, the highs, the lows.
I was worried about it being a bit long, but it was all right. It was good.